of the Mind Flip.
Welcome to Theater of the Mind Flayer, a D&D play podcast set in the homebrewed world of Jekhale. We've got two DMs for some reason, which can only mean twice the fun. So sit back, relax, and enjoy your time at
Theater of the Mind Flayer.
Welcome to Theater on the Mind Flayer. I'm going to pump you like Tom Cruise pumps his arms when he's running. I'm Jacob Mation. That's Caleb Daddle.
Hello, I'm Caleb Daddle.
Got a nod from Danielle.
That was weirdly not sexual. I appreciated it.
Yeah. Was it not?
No.
No, not really.
Tom Cruise pumping his arms.
No, I'm
going to
pump.
Sexual.
I'm going to pump you
like Tom.
Thank you, Michael.
Yeah.
Michael got it.
Yeah,
Michael
got it. No,
very
sexy. You gave it a nod.
I gave it a nod because it was, you know, relevant. And
Kirk's like,
yeah.
I thought you were just going to curl him.
No,
get your pump on.
Oh my goodness! How you doing, Caleb?
I'm good. I'm making Jake a ring on your table here. Should I have a coaster?
Can you not tell that this table is high quality material?
Well, it actually is because you did an amazing job in the middle of.
Oh shucks! It's just the paint that makes it look good.
Yeah, yeah.
That's Danielle Butlin.
Sorry, I was mid sip. I was like, I'm right at that
Hercules
moment.
Mace. Also mid sip.
Hello,
Luke Sykes. Mid sip.
No, pre-sip.
Pre-sip.
Pre-sip is the best kind of sip.
Yeah.
Because you have the anticipation of the sip.
Yeah.
And you're not in the downfall of the post-sip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Are you a... anyway. Never mind. So we're not going to get into the pre. Excellent. And Michael's milking it, waiting for his moment. Michael Briganti!
Crunching some nuts.
Okay. We're in a silly mood.
Natural.
It's a Saturday night. Hogan's staring at us like we're crazy. How's everyone doing?
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Fabulous.
Do you edit out that pause every single time, or do you leave that pause in every time?
I leave it in. Well, okay. Sometimes I'll shorten the pause. There was a really long pause in the episode I just sent you today, actually.
Yeah.
So I like edited it down because you referenced the pause, but it's not
was
nice
that
to actually listen
pause?
To a big pause. So I make the pauses there, but not as... pause.
Was it long enough to be awkward though?
Huh?
Was it still long enough to be awkward?
It was, yeah, definitely.
Okay. A little eye into Caleb's editing technique.
Yeah.
Full creative license. I just snapped my pen. Cool.
How are you, Jacob?
I'm all right. I'm a little sleepy. I'm trying to figure out where I can throw this bit of pen. What's everyone up to this week? We only recorded a week ago. We're back into a semi-regular recording schedule.
Back at it.
Anything interesting happen? Michael was a sock puppet.
I was a sock puppet for a student film. And it was pretty average.
Explain it. Explain it in five
podcast,
words.
I hope.
No, it was actually, it was fine. It was just a little voice kid.
Student films are always just a chance to exercise.
You know, I figure like any excuse to get on the mic for like, I think that's doable. For if it was like on camera, it'd be another bag of worms, but because it was on mic.
That's how much you charge, bag of worms?
Another bag of worms.
All right. Another can of beans. Another... Someone else talk.
What happened to your beard? I like the full beard.
What do you mean?
It's still there.
You shaved the neck part.
You shaved
the neck beard.
I don't like the neck beard.
Well, face beard.
Why don't you just go pure neck beard? Clean shaven except for neck beard.
Oh, no.
Oh, how itchy would that be? That'd be awful. Can't even grow a real beard to get itchy already.
It gets to the point where it's fine. How you doing, Herc? The beardiest of most of us.
Yeah.
Where are we in the beard?
I like that you had to check in with me. Just
because Caleb sometimes... I mean, Herc's always got the beard, but yeah. I was trying to figure out where I am in the
beard hierarchy.
In the beard.
I think we're kind of similar right now.
We're kind of similar. Like, yeah.
I would Herc's say definitely Herc's ahead. One.
Yep.
Caleb's two. You're
this
three.
Is length.
Mike's four.
Well, this is quality.
And not thickness. Oh, I thought we were going thickness.
Are you down with the thickness?
Oh, well, cool.
And I think Danielle and I are battling for last place.
Yes. I don't know if that's a comment on your baby face or Danielle's beard.
Yeah.
I'll let you guess.
Caleb, have you got a trivia treat?
I do. Welcome to this week's episode of Trivia Treat.
Almost as good as the title.
This is a pause now I will cut out.
Boo.
Unless we get my notes.
Yeah, let's fill
unless
it
we make first. A thing out of it and then you can't cut
Michael,
it out.
Michael, say a sentence.
can of worms. It was a bag of worms, can of beans. Bag of worms.
You said can of worms.
Can of worms.
Okay. We got the thought process.
Here we go.
Bag of beans.
Oh, boy.
I'm just trying to fill the silence.
You got to keep that in now.
How many darts does a magic missile cast at fifth level?
Quick math.
Four.
Nine.
No.
Six. Eight. Wait.
Seven.
No. Fifth level
seven.
Player or fifth level spell?
If it's cast at fifth level.
Seven.
Oh, I don't know.
Seven. It's seven. Danielle's on a roll.
Two in a row.
Yeah. Because it casts three to begin and then it adds one for every level.
Has anyone actually ever cast Magic Missile?
Like in Baldur's Gate.
Oh, all the time.
In Baldur's Gate, great. It is really handy.
Guaranteed damage?
Yeah, that was his go-to.
Guaranteed damage. If you've got enemies that are like really low on health, I mean, that's the benefit of Baldur's Gate. Yeah. Here, you can't see the
you
health.
Can't
but if you've got enemies
too.
That are low on health and there's like three of them and you're like, I'll just Magic Missile ding, ding, one ding. Each and they just pop, pop, pop.
Or if you can't like get a line of sight on them.
That's not the advantage one, is it?
Or also if you're fighting something that has unstoppable and you've got to knock down those unstoppable pegs, you cast it at a high level and
get those damages in, boy.
Have you finished Baldur's Gate yet?
The first run, yeah.
Naya finished it, but oh, wow. I actually didn't finish it. I got really close on my second playthrough. Yeah. I know. I actually feel ashamed after all the talking I've done.
You can still finish it.
I don't have anything to play it on.
I will finish
it. Started.
I might finish it on my Steam Deck, but I'm currently downloading an emulator so Naya can play Pokemon Fire Red. On my,
you can get that on your phone. Like,
I know.
Within
I
two
know.
Seconds.
But you want to have a controller on it too.
You can also get that. For
get
your
that
phone.
Game Boy Advance nostalgia feels. So.
I just played on the Game Boy Advance.
I played on the thing that Michael just picked up.
I get targeted ads for that all the time. Is it good?
It's very good. Yeah. Except everything was in Chinese when you first get it, so you have to download the English version.
The Instagram is now everything's in English. Yeah.
And Danielle ruined the audio output somehow. She plugged her headphones in, and it hasn't worked since. Yeah.
Oh, Danielle, don't you know not to try things? Silly.
Not to use the features.
Boys have their toys. Girls have their toys.
Who plays video games with audio?
Me.
Why?
So you can hear the...
good sound.
That's my battle music in our campaign.
That's the battle music that you put on the Ebon Reach one-shots.
Yeah. Well, it was actually more generic.
I know. Yeah.
We're going to get sued vibe. For that.
We can't get in trouble.
Music.
We can't get in trouble for it.
We won't get in trouble. Open license.
Some royalty-free stuff.
Just do it with your voice and then it's fair use.
I would love if you just spent the time to make a full orchestral piece that's just you being like... let's do that right now. We're going to give Caleb a...
Wait, you're going to give me a...
You're going to conduct
you like
us, Caleb.
16 bars of an epic orchestral piece that starts slow, comes into a huge kind of climax, and then evens out again.
You've already lost me on the 16 bars part.
Okay, we'll do more. We'll do 32 bars.
To come to a climax.
Bars. So here we go. You need to rip this and use this for a combat. Okay. All right, here we go.
We got to make sure we have combat this episode.
Has this been this episode of Trivia Treats?
That's been this week's episode of Tribute Creeps.
Here we go.
Slotted in.
Someone start us off with something.
Are we doing battle music?
Yeah, sweet music into battle music.
Oh, sweet music. Into
are we doing? We're yeah. not. So we're not
that
doing
that bittersweet. Like,
we're not doing Pokemon themed.
No.
Ah.
We can do like Battle at Helm's Deep or.
Boom. 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 Boom.
Trying to do that Dune stuff. And then it comes to like a sweet kind of is it the end?
And then I'll loop back into it.
Okay, into your bomb. This is going to be a clusterfuck.
Amazing.
All right, let's do a quick improv game.
That wasn't it.
we got time. We're going to play a game. It is a, what's the fuck it called? Again, it's from Freedom, then Piss Pigs. We're Piss Pigs. And Pretzel Gang. It is going
you
to
know
be
none of us what watch you, or what listen to what you're talking about. So don't
it's
ask
just,
us.
It's just if anyone ever listens and if they ever listen, they know that I actually fucking listen to them. So Don't you guys worry about
just
it.
Just at them.
I'm doing my work.
Just send them a message. Hey, I listen to you guys.
Part of the slightly antagonistic host persona that I've adopted is because of Scott Aukerman. So shout out to that dickhead. Okay.
Sup, Scott Aukerman?
So here's what we're going to do. We're going to do a scene. Caleb is going to give us a theme or a relationship once more.
And the idea is that
we do the scene three times. The first time is going to be G-rated. The second time is going to be PG-13. And the third time is going to be R-rated.
What's PG-13 again?
PG-13, you get one F-bar fuck and shits. Yeah. And then R really is whatever.
As many swear words as you like.
And G is, but there's more to it than that. There's violence and things like that, but that's what people tend to think.
You can still have complex themes in a PG.
Yeah. And in a G.
And in a G.
Mm-hmm. Moana was pretty deep.
The witch?
Moana was pretty deep.
I actually haven't seen it.
Oh, you should.
Yeah, I'll watch it. Any other recommendations? No, let's not get sidetracked. The relationship is people who like shared a deep, dark secret from their past. Like, well...
Oh, so past. Like Yellow Jacket sort of stuff? Yeah, like, something happened in the past and now they're adults?
Yeah,
and
you can't talk about it. It was a long time ago.
Wait, that's just... I know what you did last summer. Yellow Jacket stole that theme?
Well, I mean...
I mean, there's lots of stuff.
No, Yellow
Pretty
Jackets...
Little Liars.
I mean, Leather Jackets took it to,
you didn't
like...
do your warm-up, did you?
No. I don't warm up. Excellent. So the relationship is adults with some sort of deep, dark secret.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to set it in a dinner party just after someone has kind of brought it up at the table and you've adjourned to address it. A dinner party with your spouses who don't know. And I'll hand it over to you guys.
Well, Herc, I must say that is concerning, to say the least. We're not even on dessert yet.
Well, I just wanted to get to know how you and Luke just knew each other. You kept saying that your old pal Luke that you met a whole bunch of years ago, and I wanted to know. I thought it was an innocent question.
G-rated for kids.
Pretty sure you were there when we first met. Weren't we all there when we first met?
Yeah, I thought it was like a
the playground, you know, exactly. Where down on
let's cut that. On
what did you say,
Caleb? Cut Michael's suggestion.
Don't worry, Michael. I am going to cut it. Absolutely. Don't you worry, buddy. I'm giving him a big thumbs up.
It was
to reassure
awesome
him.
Summer of 79, where we had just finished school. Yeah, we were all celebrating. They haven't heard the story yet, have they?
Come on. It was the playground.
You know where...
Don't worry, I'll put this. Don't worry. Can you insert his suggestion from earlier into that spot where he was speechless?
Yes, that can of worms that we were eating. We dared everyone, our summer allowance, to who could eat the most worms out of a can. It's quite an exciting afternoon.
Yeah, and I remember we all ate the worms, but then you guys disappeared.
Yes.
So what happened?
We disappeared.
Well, you guys just kept eating the worms, and we had to save some of the worms for ourselves, because that's how we enjoy winding down at the end of the day. Is with
with worms?
With the worms, yes.
Just pop that suggestion in again.
Okay. I got you.
A bag of food? Why would you carry a bag of food around with a can of worms? Makes no sense.
The bag of food is for nourishment and the...
For the worms, right?
No, for me. And the can of worms is for pleasure.
And that's our scene. Okay.
G-rated.
We're going to bring it up to PG-rated.
What the fuck is the scene?
PG-rated.
Can I ask a question? Does the scene like...
It didn't feel like a children's kind of show, did it?
Does the scene reset or does it move on?
Yeah, no. You play the scene out as close to what it was as possible.
Okay. Brilliant.
I don't think any of us retained anything.
Doesn't matter. Here we go. PG rating. Ready, set.
Something about worms.
Act for me. Sing.
Oh! How dare you bring that up right now?
God damn it.
Hey, I thought it was an easy question. I thought it was a simple question, you know?
I need approval.
Simple question? No, they haven't
Sorry, I'm sorry, I didn't read the room.
Danielle, you got anything to add?
Fuck yes.
All right, sure. What is it?
One fuck.
Oh, I thought we were doing PG, not PG-13.
PG-13, yeah.
What have you got to add? It sounds really important.
Do you guys remember where we all met?
Yeah. Michael.
You said it before.
You're the one that...
I said it the wrong
way. You're the one that brought the can of worms. What did we do with that stupid can of worms, Michael?
We buried them.
Oh, that's what we did.
To create more worms.
I've never seen someone comment on their own performance in improv more than Michael does.
He says something, shakes his head.
He said, he doesn't want to be associated with one.
He says one thing, he looks at me and nods, I nod back.
Keep going.
So after you dared us all to eat all those worms and you guys disappeared without, you know, saying anything about anything, you buried the worms.
I can't believe you, Michael.
Well, I buried the rest of the worms, but the worms that you ate are still growing inside of you.
No, I had to pull them out the day after. They were there was not a pretty sight the next morning, let me tell you that.
Which way did you pull them out of? Because there's only one way to pull a worm out.
Go on, do tell.
Well, I want to know how you pulled it out. You said you pulled them out.
Apparently, I didn't do it the right way. Herc, how do you pull out a worm?
Well, you got to pull it out of your ass, unfortunately.
Yeah, Michael. I had to pull them out of my ass.
Well, be happy that you pulled it out the right way and not the wrong way.
And you know what? The worst part is I couldn't even get them myself. I had to ask one of these two to do it.
Which one did it?
We'll never tell.
And that's the scene, okay? We're going to move it up to R-rated. Same thing, same scene. Exact same scene. You did it perfectly. R-rated, violence, blood, gore, as many shits and fucks as you want. And in your own time.
Fuck, what a night.
Fuck, it was just a simple fucking question. I didn't realize it would cost so much shit.
Well, here we go. We're opening this can of fucking worms. Here, have some, Herc, on your...
Dude, what the fuck? This was supposed to be a nice dinner. I thought you said that we would bring up the worms again.
Well, welcome to dessert, bitch.
Ow, why'd you stab me? Oh, you absolute cunt. Why'd you stab me?
So the worms can feast on your blood.
In case you didn't know, I'm already dead. Eat these worms, bitch.
Oh, my God. No! They're eating my worms!
Fuck!
Quick, Herc!
Yes?
Eat these worms and maggots!
Go, my maggots, eat them!
I'm having flashbacks to when we all first met!
Go into their mouths and wiggle around their eyeballs and earlobes! Enter their orifices, my little maggots!
Luke was just such a young lad when we met, and look at him now.
I am an all-powerful, encompassing pile of maggot bones.
What is it with Luke turning into some sort of all-powerful, grubby being when we do improv?
It's been at least 40 episodes.
It's true.
Rise, Huck. Rise, my maggoty zombie. Now bend over.
Oh. Okay.
That's how rattles only. Taking it into X-rated there. That's exactly how that game was played. The exact same
scene
done
every time.
Three times in a row.
Perfect. Touch and go at the beginning, but I think I got to it.
Yeah. We'll make you look good in post. Speaking of making you guys look good, why don't we look good playing D&D?
Peter of the Mind Flip!
In our last session, your first night in the Howling Ring was marked with some introspection by Sir Alpin, who expressed concerns to Azeroth about a lack of apparent teamwork and his own dwindling blind obedience. During her watch, Agnar contemplated the cyclical nature of the seasons, symbolizing renewal and change when winter turns to spring. Upon waking Force, the two acknowledged their differences, yet seemed to show some mutual respect. During Force's watch, he attempted to commune with Arwen, but only received a self-inflicted burn and a cryptic response from the god, in the form of a fleeting, winking face appearing on his hammer. Despite his failure to heal himself initially, his power did seem to work later on, and he cured his wound. On Edorath's watch, he reached out to the infernal entity whom he had tied his soul to. The devil warned him of the dangers posed by his new demonic ally. This ominous meeting was witnessed by Agnar, who later learned from Nesh that she and the captives were tied up and were ready to be moved. You continued your journey to the temple and again camped down for the night with intentions to make it to the temple in the morning. The next morning, in the distance, you notice corpses littered with arrows on the way to the temple, which is now barricaded and heavily defended. Which is where we begin our session today.
Good save on the bit that you didn't
write. I know, yeah.
Yeah. Barely noticeable.
It was only because we were talking about it like 10 minutes ago.
Excellent. As we come back to our game, you guys have kind of trotted on over and spotted the corpses of those, the creature, the bird-like creature, the turkey, chicken-like creature that had its neck shot by Edorath. As you kind of sit between the trees and the bushes here, you can see the Temple of Brigantia in the distance. As I said, it seems to be partially barricaded. I need to wipe my nose. It seems to be partially barricaded, and you can see what appears to be a number of lizard folk and Kenku kind of trotting around out front. And you would also notice what looks to be a couple of Yuan Ti trotting around as well. I will hand it to you guys to see what you wish to do. You're not too far from the temple. And you gather you might need to be a little quiet.
So you're saying something about secret passageways?
Right, yes.
I think might now be a time to find them.
Exactly. So I think it's over this way, and I want to find where the passageway is.
You look around, you gather getting to the passageway, you're still going to be moving close to enemy forces. But you can go ahead and make a survival check for me to see if you recall where they are.
Okay, that's 16 on the die. Total of 19.
19? With a 19, you know that there, most of the passages into the temple are usually not much further than 300 or so feet away from the temple. 200, 300 feet away from the temple. It's not like you have tunnels that lead far off into the distance. But you gather that there's one around to the left, taking you in closer towards the Howling Ring, the center of the Howling Ring there.
So we should go this way to the left here.
So that gets us into the temple, but...
Yes.
I'm inclined to think we have to get rid of, well, all the new locals around here, because they seem keen on keeping it.
There's only five or six of us, so I don't think...
I do a perception check to see who the six are.
Serana.
Are there two Sir randoms Elpin? That just appeared?
One, that's five. Two, three, four, five. Oh.
Elpin.
Elpin's five. The fifth, not sixth.
Okay.
We really need to get a check down.
It's getting worse. I think now that she's like home, I think it's like connected to like the Wi-Fi or something. Like that.
Did you honestly count Hogan at the table?
Honestly, the way he's sitting,
he's pretty much here. Get a photo of that shit.
If you want to take it from this angle, he's like framed in.
I don't think we could clear everyone out as you say. That would take an army.
What if we could drive them off somehow?
That would require a car.
Boo. What happened to the Luke who said, church's chicken? Do you remember that, Luke? I missed that, Luke.
That's called a hangover, Luke.
A barely functioning Luke just seems to have a bit more wit.
Yeah. Okay. Are we trying to save the temple, or are we just trying to save your friend?
I thought the idea would be to get everybody out who's our friend, you know, not just Nesh, but given that we are looking for allies and everything.
So then we have to do this quietly.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Oh.
I'm not the quietest.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I got the key. That makes us quiet.
Right. Well, that's good.
Okay. It's
worth a shot, but...
If you make a roll, it will. I don't think that's the issue.
So Alpin says, I can take off my armor and be a little quieter if that helps. But then I've got no armor on.
Right.
If you want, I could create a distraction up here as you guys hustle on down.
But that would be a bit dangerous, no?
Yes.
I think anything we're about to do is going to be a bit dangerous.
I mean, he's got the whole gay thing going on.
Oh. True, but...
You would see at this point that the front of the temple, like some of the timbers are kind of pushed aside. And stepping out, you would see what appears to be a tall lizard folk. A short kind of Kenku that seems to have kind of leather armor and things on. And what looks to be some sort of snake person, Yuan Ti. They kind of walk out chatting together. As they walk out, they whistle and call over one of the larger lizard folk that are guarding. They come trotting over. They speak for a moment or two, and then they turn and head back in, the three of them. These are the first creatures, Force and Agnar, that you would recognize as what you would more likely expect to see. Mm. Both in Fiona and in the Howling Ring, these unaffected humanoids. And it's odd to see them coordinating, not just tearing things to shred.
Mm. Maybe if we get in there as well, we should be asking a few questions.
You do love your questions, sir.
Gotta ask questions, find out what's going on.
The only way.
Yes.
Right. Well, should we at least try and get close to the door? The secret door, not the main door.
Right.
You know, while they're inside, they're not out.
Give me an hour, and I want to spend an hour just watching if there's like guards like patrolling, or if there's gaps in, if we can sneak like walk in when no one's in this area of the woods. Maybe if there's anything hiding in the trees.
Okay, so you are going to spend an hour chilling here. Yeah. As you're spending an hour chilling here, what's everyone else doing?
Anyone else got training in the ways of defensive fortresses can help me out?
Sir Alpin, do you have...
I think I was a footman, a foot soldier. I'm sure I've stormed places before. Usually what you want to do is kind of split up and go on two separate fronts at least. In order to double your chances, and also, like Force said, a distraction might not go astray, but there is only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of us.
Right. Well, okay. I'm going to go in and check to see whether the secret door is still there and still secret, and that it hasn't been, you know, locked or damaged.
I'd rather, maybe do you want to go with her?
Yeah.
So Alpin and I can stay here and help Force can see patterns or anything.
Because, I mean, even if we get, you know, partway into the tunnel, and then if we're trying to be quiet, maybe then people who are a bit more noisy could wait there while we go and unlock the cellars, and then we leave again.
It's assuming that they said the prisoners were bundled up ready to move? Is that what she said?
Right, getting them ready, yes.
I gather that they're not alone, the prisoners.
Right, no.
Maybe, can you spare a message, Agnar?
Yes, but seeing as we might as well take a look first and then
do some reconnaissance.
Decide what to message, so I'm not just sending messages before we know anything.
All right.
Okay, so what are you guys doing? You are heading off to the secret door, as best you can find it, as Force is staying behind to observe guard movements and things like that.
With Sir Alpin and Azur.
Edirath is going to join Agnar.
Okay. You three that are staying behind, you kind of hunker down in the bushes there. I will need either a survival or a stealth. I'll take either. Survival will count in this one because you are kind of out and about.
That's a good start. Natural 20 plus 6, 26.
Excellent.
For survival.
Excellent. For
survival. Rolls in the mud, puts...
I was going to get him to describe it. Yeah,
I was just going to pop everything in and just like eyes out.
Ghillie suit. 15 stealth for Azareth and survival...
For Alpin?
For Alpin. 16.
16. Okay. You guys settle in and hunker down. Immediately, you two are uncomfortable. You're not used to like stakeouts, let alone stakeouts in on bushes and shit like that. But you're able to kind of cover yourselves, even sit yourselves near the dead bodies so that if anyone glances over and sees bodies, you will look like bodies. As you're sitting there observing, Alpin just looks across to you and says, I don't go stealthy because I can't, because I'm too clunky. Well, why do you never sneak around, Force? Weren't you trained by assassins or some shit?
You kind of hit the nail on the head there.
Right.
I don't sneak around because I don't think that's a line I won't cross there, Azareth.
Stabbing someone behind the back.
Oh, yes.
So that's one.
People should see me coming.
Right.
Had a fair chance.
He sticks to it. There's a few times where we could have used the stealth, but...
Right, well, that.
But we've made it so far.
I'm not saying it's not a, I'm not saying it's a good thing.
But he sticks to his word. Excellent. As you guys are there, you two sneak off across through the bushes there.
How high is the temple? Like, and are there like windows? And does it look like it's multi-story?
It doesn't look huge. Like, it looks like a kind of like a church chapel made of stone. It looks a little run down. And you would see that it extends out. You're essentially looking at a, you're looking at like a town hall kind of vibe sized building. Like if it has a second story, it'd be more of a loft, as far as you can tell. No. So it doesn't seem to break the tree line or anything like that, but because the trees are, absolutely covered in, flora, then it's not like it's sitting pretty beneath the tree line. It is in amongst all the nonsense here. Okay, you guys trot on off. As you guys trot on off, how are you making your way towards this?
Stealthily.
Stealthily.
Very, very quiet.
Excellent. Go ahead and give me stealth rolls, please.
Should have done survival and just been a turkey.
Yes. That could have been performance.
13.
Okay.
18.
Okay.
Well, that was low for you, no?
Yeah, it was
for me.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Is that another 920?
Not quite.
No, you rolled a one. It's fine.
As you guys trot on out and across, you guys would, after about 15 minutes, you, Force, and Azareth, would just hear just the snapping of twigs and a little bit of rustling. As we cut back to you two, as you make your way through, you have kind of stumbled on your way through. You haven't made a loud amount of noise, but you have actually... gotten the attention of the guards at the front, and you watch, the two of you watch as two of the lizard folk, the larger lizard folk, kind of immediately drop their, what do they got on them? Let's take a look. They immediately drop their, they don't have any weapons. They bare their claws and they start to head in that direction, leaving behind the main kind of Yuan Ti and these a couple of Kenku down there. As that happens, you watch as Yuan Ti kind of hisses, and you watch as two more Kenku come out from inside to replace the two lizard folk. These two lizard folk are heading your way.
How far away are they from us?
15-minute walk.
Them?
Yes.
Like
yeah. Your compatriots are a 15-minute walk. You can't see them at this point.
Oh, so and the noise is near us and they're coming towards us?
No, the noise is where compatriots were. You just watch. You're the only ones watching the front of the temple, and you watch as people head off in the direction of Agnar and Edirath. Agnar and Edirath, as you're trotting along, you make that little bit of noise. You're probably aware that you've kind of snapped a couple of tree branches and stuff like that.
We can, like, pretend it's a turkey. I know it was a joke, but we can probably do it right now.
Well, I can do a minor illusion for maybe noise.
No, do you want me to kill them?
Well, let's leave up to them.
Somebody's going
to
come here. Do you want me just to fucking murder them?
No. Let's hide.
Okay, so you're not heading towards the thing. You're going to find a spot to hide down.
Yeah. Excellent. Yeah.
Go ahead and make stealth rolls once more for me as you hide down.
Worse.
That's better. 19.
15.
19 and a 15. Excellent. These two guards are heading your way. As they head your way, we'll come back to your observations of the guard rotations once we've gone through an hour. But at the moment, we're with these guys. Yeah, yeah. Excellent. As the two lizard folk make their way towards you. Active perception checks. Okay, beautiful. One of them seems to stumble off in another direction as the other one kind of grabs him by the arm. And you would see that they're about 100 feet away from you. And they immediately kind of drop almost to all fours and start to that, you know, that shoulder number that cats of prey do. Sorry, predators. Jesus, can't talk today. And they start to head towards you. Excellent. One of them's a nat 20.
Fuck.
And they start to head towards you. As they start to head towards you, you would hear... do either of you speak Draconic?
I speak just Common.
I do, if I can hear that close.
You would hear from a distance.
Hey, man, I speak Draconic. I'm going to say I speak Draconic. Yeah, yeah. I don't care where I am.
You're ages away. You do hear a distant... This direction, I believe.
You're being too nice to him there.
It just makes him feel good.
Yeah, man. Look at his cheeky little smile.
You hear one of them go, playground.
Dragon language is like whale language. You can hear it over vast.
Okay, yeah. Sorry, that makes sense.
It's designed to be called out through the air.
Yeah.
Azeroth would be aware that they seem to have gotten a bead on Agnar and Edorath. Agnar and Edorath, you would watch as they get closer and closer and closer. They get to within like 30 feet through the thick shrubbery, and they're actively investigating, kind of snaking their way through, lizarding their way through. After observing the front there for maybe 15, 20 minutes now, you, Force, and you, I almost just called you Michael. Just picture him in his beanie sitting there with his camera. Can you guys roll perception checks for me?
What do you think? We haven't heard anything. They would have messaged if there was problems there.
I heard someone talk Draconic.
Oh, not 20.
Beautiful.
Does Robin do one as well? Perception.
Hey, it doesn't matter because you got a nat 20, so you just be rolling
plus
to feel
six,
good.
So it's 26 perception.
You just be rolling to feel like you're a good person. What was it?
I got a 10.
That's not as good, is it? It's just not as good, is it?
Plus perception.
Let me roll for Sir Alpin.
11.
Hi, I was hoping that was a nat 20. I didn't see like it was wrong. Excellent. As you observe this area, from what you can tell, there doesn't seem to be any guard rotation. What you would notice is that there's very much one individual that's in charge of this group. There is that Yuan-T at the front, who seems to be a slightly more muscly humanoid with the snake kind of upper body there. With the Nat 20, I will say that you become aware of noises and sounds inside, and it sounds like... Sounds like there's no guard rotation. It is literally just you stay there until you're told not to anymore. And those three that came out seem to hold a little more office than the rest. The Kenku, the lizard folk, and the Yuan-T that seem to have more of a cobra look to them than a typical python.
The noises that I can hear, does it sound like they're getting people ready to move? Like they're shouting from inside or anything?
With a nat 20, it sounds like digging.
Okay.
I'll give you that with a nat 20.
I take that, gracias.
Excellent. We cut back to you two. What are you doing as these lizard folk get closer and closer? You can see they don't have any weapons, but they are kind of snarling and snapping, licking their massive jaws, running their tongues over their serrated teeth. As they kind of chomp down.
Gonna bring out Serana.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
Sorgar, look at Agnar.
Don't do anything. Let's do it. I'm ready.
Gonna just prick the end of my finger.
I want to...
Okay, yeah. Prick the end of your finger, you activate a crimson.
To activate a crimson, right?
Yeah, go ahead and roll your damage dice.
I want to attempt to... this will be dangerous. I guess... throw a rock or a stick in another direction to kind of lure them somewhere else.
Excellent. Okay.
Classic.
Go ahead, roll me a dexterity check, please.
She didn't happen to describe where that secret tunnel was to you, did she?
No, she just said it was over this way. Fuck.
Dexterity.
Oh.
What are we doing?
Just a flat dexterity check, please. Flat. So plus two to whatever you roll.
Yeah, 12.
12. Okay. You throw the stone, kind of lands. You watch as one of them immediately turns and kind of scuttles off in that direction. The other one kind of glances across and comes back towards where you are. One of them has definitely darted across another way. You hear it kind of tearing through shrubs and stuff like that. As it's getting closer, you do notice that they each have like a bit of rope with a bit of bone that appears to be carved. And from what you can tell, it's probably some sort of whistle or horn. What are you doing? He gets closer and closer and closer. At this point, he's probably within 15 feet of the bush that you're currently hiding in. Sniffing.
Are you giving Edoreth anything?
I'm just trying to decide whether that's wisdom or intelligence.
What is? So wisdom is the urge. It can definitely be discerned as the urge to, like, escape danger. Like, wise creatures will leave a battle before they die.
Yeah.
Unwise creatures will die or fight until they die. Intelligent creatures will know the best way to fight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm like.
No, Edoreth can make quick work of a fool.
You don't want them to tell anyone else.
Got it.
What are you doing?
Don't do anything until
The horn thing, is it like some of that?
So just rope around its neck. Just rope, just plain old rope.
Okay.
Looks to be carved from bone or something like that. What are you guys doing? I'm going to need an answer. It's getting 10 feet. Yeah, add the music in here.
Here we go.
How far away is the other one?
10 feet. It has run off about 30 or so feet to where you've thrown this stone.
I'm having a metagaming moment.
Okay, it gets to within 10 feet now as it stalks into the bush.
Fuck it. Okay, and I'm gonna cast silence.
Okay, on your immediate area.
Blindness, deafness.
Blindness, deafness.
So deafness. Sorry, on
the other creature, the one that's away from you, or the one that's right in front of you.
Let's see what happens.
I thought it was silence. It's not silence.
So silence.
I don't think I have silence.
Okay.
Do I have silence? I really thought I had silence.
If you didn't prepare silence, it's not there. You might have it, but you didn't prepare it if it's not on your spell list, unfortunately.
I got confused between blindness, deafness. I do have silence.
Okay, but it's not prepared.
But I thought I prepared it.
I'm.
That's fine.
You know what you can do? In this moment, time slows. As time slows, what would Agnar do to try and get this sorted? As you stand here in front of the Temple of Brigantia.
What?
Would you like to pray to your deity in order to see if you can change this spell?
Yes, that's exactly what I would like to do. Thank you, DM.
No worries. I was trying to let it be your choice. So what do you say? What do you do? As everything kind of slows behind you. You can watch as Edoreth, what's on your sword? Fire? Fire on your sword?
Electric.
Electric. You just watch this the slow motion crackle of electricity over his blade.
Brigantia, please help me know what to do.
DM, tell me what else to do.
No, Brigantia. Because...
That's okay, cool. Can you make a religion check for me?
What is it now? 9%?
There are...
Religion. That's 17.
17? Okay. As you reach out to Brigantia, there would be a like a little sparkle of light from the temple in the distance. And you would just see, you say, help me know what to do.
What?
Sorry, I didn't mean to, that didn't mean to have stank on it. That was me processing. No, that was me processing how to reply.
Hey, her intelligence had a hit, okay?
Of course, hey, no stress here. You would hit back. Do what you must. Protect.
That's it.
What must be done? Agna. No prisoners.
Agna, this is the first time you've heard your deity speak to you directly.
Yeah. I think Agna would genuinely be speechless at just like mentally speechless as well as hearing this.
What is it you need to protect the temple? To uphold my values? To make safe those that need the flock that needs you.
We need to get inside quietly.
There is a silence, the sound of people creaking in their chairs. You would hear back. You have shown that you are a loyal follower of mine. There are those among you who could learn from your example.
Oh, I try. I do try. Sorry.
Let them know that this gift is from me.
Oh, I will. Yes.
And you feel your abilities shift. You can replace blindness, deafness with silence.
Thank you.
And as you feel that shift, she says, there is one among you who seeks to destroy me. If you aid him, I cannot help you. Please be careful, child of mine.
Oh, do you mean aid in general or aid with that specific goal?
He watches the lightning start to speed up. Come back. What do you do?
Cast silence.
On yourself, the area that you're in, you, Edirath, and...
Yar.
Excellent. Everything goes silent. All you can hear is like the tinnitus in your ear. Yeah.
I murder the fool.
Okay, excellent. You dart out at him. Can you go ahead and give me a round of surprise attacks here? You do not get advantage because he is aware that there's something there, but you do get your full round before we jump into anything else. Okay. As he kind of pushes through the bushes.
Ooh, all that build up for nothing. That is a 12, a 29, and a natural 1.
Okay, the 12 misses, the 29 hits, and we'll get to the natural one after.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm going to pump a second level smite into this one hit.
Go for it. Go ahead and give me your damage as you slice out. Don't forget your Crimson Rite on top of that.
Okay, Crimson Rite. And then I also get Sneak Attack. And then I also get the actual sword.
You get Sneak Attack. You a Swashbuckler?
Yeah. Surprise round.
You're Swashbuckler or?
Surprise round.
Yeah, but you don't have advantage on this roll. Because he's not technically surprised. He has been pursuing you in there. Yeah. Yeah. Unless you can give yourself advantage. Like, he is well aware that you guys are there, unfortunately.
Oops. Okay, good thing you cast silence.
All right, Caleb.
Boom.
Yeah.
I could cut you out of this whole podcast, Michael. Don't even start with me.
Excellent.
Is Agnar within 5 feet of this guy?
If you wait until he gets right upon you, yeah, unless you want to dart forward. If you wait until he's in within 5 feet of both of you, then he will be within reach of both of you as...
I will dart out. I will go without the D6. I will go without the D6.
Go for it. First attack misses.
Oh, I am rolling shit today. 15, 16, 19.
20 points of damage.
20 points of damage. As you slice out at him, the second attack misses. The third attack, as you swipe out.
Could I also have tried to been going for like his collarbone area where the rope also is?
That would be a cold shot. You can certainly swipe at that. And as you swipe at that, you kind of slash across his chest. It doesn't quite cut the rope off, but you do kind of start making moves at it. As you try to go at it again with that nat one, you do fumble and your sword drops on the ground there. As your sword drops on the ground, Serana's voice disappears. Mercifully. As you drop the sword, this guy is immediately going to swipe out at you. I'm going to need you two to not roll initiative, please. You might get another swipe in at this point. Agna, initiative, please.
Oh, sorry.
Get off Twitter.
I got
X.
I had so many dice in that.
What'd you get?
Got 20.
20, beautiful.
So many dice. Rolled so low.
What'd you get there, Agnar?
17.
17, beautiful. Excellent. Excellent. Beautiful. At the top of the round, we cut back to you guys. While you're there, you hear one of them scurry off into the bushes, and you hear nothing after that. As you're watching the front here, you watch as those four Kenku start to settle in. They start to just pace around the front of the steps, and that one Yuan Ti is just high up on the steps, standing there, looking out over the rest. As you're sitting there over the next like 10 or so minutes, you would see that a small troop of Kenku led by another lizard folk are approaching, and they seem to have between them a pack mule that looks heavily scarred, and it just has goods on it. And they look to have been quite badly attacked, these five individuals coming out from the forest. Like they've been bringing supplies from somewhere else and making their way through the Howling Ring.
Well, it looks like they got help somewhere back in the main city. That means there must be some civilization somewhere.
Yeah, they're coming from the direction of outside the Howling Ring. Oh.
And they're being supplied by someone.
Yeah.
Well, so, good news about Agnar and Edirath. As long as things stay silent,
yeah, you'd think we'd hear from them if they needed us.
Next time we cut back across. This guy is just going to get a handful of attacks. He's going to go for you, Edirath. Absolutely. That's a miss, and that's a 17 to hit you.
Hits.
Excellent. He chomps.
I don't have any armor.
He chomps down on you for 4 points. Oh, that's terrible. 4 points of piercing damage as he chomps down on you. As he bites into you, you hear nothing. He bites down into you. That's going to bring us round to your turn. You can see that as he bites down onto you, he's got one claw ready to go you, and he's kind of reaching for that whistle. Serana is at your feet. I'll say it'll use half your movement or a bonus action to just kind of get settled back in for that.
I'll just use half my movement.
Excellent. Use half your movement. You bend over, you pick up Serana, you stand back up.
And then I'm just going to go three.
Oh, thanks for picking
that. There we go.
It's silence. You can't
no,
talk.
It's in my head.
Yeah.
It's always silent. I'm just going to go three attacks back.
Excellent. Go ahead and give me three attacks back to back. Agnar, you're on deck after this.
That's a little 16, natural 20 for a 30, ooh, and a 22.
All three hit.
There we go.
Go ahead and roll your damage, please.
That's what we need.
That's the Edirath I know and love.
Isn't that pretty?
Yeah.
Grab those dice. Okay, roll those dice.
Okay, Lizard Man, just look at the sunset. Okay, first I'm going to smite all three of these with first levels.
Excellent. Yeah, go ahead and roll all the damage dice for me. Okay. Agnar, first you can one. See Edirath going absolute apeshit. You can't hear anything, but you do see the sparkle of his sword, the electricity. Moving 13, around it.
13 plus 8 is 21 on the first one.
Beautiful.
Second one is...
No, it's done.
10, 13...
You're the sword, you'd just be doing this.
13 plus 8 is 21 times 2
again.
Is 42 plus 8 equals 50.
Beautiful.
Damn.
You got lost on the crit.
Thing's still alive?
Lost damage?
Hot diggity, these things are.
Oh my god.
A lot of HP.
That's 7 plus 3.
The Kenku
is
are probably. 10
plus 10 is 20 plus 2. 30.
Excellent. Tell me how you handle this creature.
Oh, thank you.
Is this one a Yuan Ti or
lizard folk?
A lizard folk.
First one, I'm going to sort of as he is bringing up the horn. I'm gonna chop through at the wrist and the horn both off.
Excellent.
Then the second one, I'm gonna sort of big rake across his throat, yeah, so he's bleeding out.
Mm-hmm.
And then as he sort of falls, it's gonna be one less stab.
Excellent. The arm kind of severed. The whistle drops to the ground. You slice across his throat. He drops to his knees and you pin him to the ground. Edirath turns around, a little bit of blood across the blade and across himself, but... And it is silent in here.
Silent panting.
What are you guys doing?
Agnes going to point in the direction that they were heading in.
Uh-huh.
And keep walking.
Excellent. You keep walking across. As you walk across, you start to move through the shrubbery, and you would see that other lizard folk, having found nothing, making his way back towards where he last saw the other guy. Anything you guys want to do?
No, I'm going to leave the silence up in that area.
Okay.
And just... Oh, should we?
Is there, like, a big bush that the dude's nearby?
You want to try and hide him?
Yeah, can I like Assassin's Creed?
Yeah. Give me a survival check to try and
yeah.
Pull him into the hay bale.
Yeah, survival check.
That's a good idea.
14.
14? I mean, you find a relatively decent bush that you're going to pull him into. This guy, rather large. You drag him into what you assume is a decent hiding place. Chuck a couple ferns over him. Excellent.
Great.
14, you said?
Yeah.
Okay.
No. Then yeah, I'm gonna drop the silence then.
Okay.
So
he doesn't realize.
He doesn't realize that there's a
and you
aura.
Kind of circumnavigate, like kind of go around his arc, and you kind of make your way through the bushes back towards the secret hole there. Go ahead and give me a quick survival check, Agnar, to redirect yourself to the hole, and I'll get a stealth check from both of you. Continue on.
As going on, is there anything going on with the process of them entering the gate? Do they have to go through like a shakedown, a check?
Yeah, I'll come back to that in a moment. This is all kind of their stuff happens quick, and then yours is happening over a length of time. But at the moment, they're kind of reaching the front there. What's your?
It's a 12.
Stealth?
16.
Oh, for survival.
Survival, beautiful. Yeah. 16?
16.
Excellent. You start to make your way into the bushes further away. Roll a stealth for me. And as you're making your way away...
I'm going to...
away.
Help us do this, Brigantia. And I'm also going to cast guidance on myself.
Okay, yeah.
I never fucking
use it. Ahead and give me that stealth check. As you're creeping away, you hear like... The distant sniffling of the draconic creature kind of speaking out. You would hear a whisper of like, where are you? Is that good for you, Michael? Yeah. That's good enough? Okay, cool.
Shit.
What'd you get?
Using my stuff that I have.
I got a nat 1.
Okay, beautiful.
But then a 2 on the guidance.
Excellent. Unbelievable.
So here's what happens. As you make your way around and further away, the first thing you would hear is a... as you hear that, you would hear a... As you hear that, you guys back at the temple, at the entrance to the temple, would see they're unloading this pack mule. As they're unloading this pack mule, they're forming like a chain, and it's just getting passed from Kenku to Kenku to one of the lizard folk. There's no shakedown. There's no checking of goods. They're just kind of thrown inside, and you hear movement as supplies are being kind of sorted out inside. It's at this point that you hear, woo, woo, and immediately you would watch as the 4 Kenku that were guarding the place stay where they are. The Kenku that were looking pretty bad and brought the gear here are immediately kind of directed by the main Yuan Ti, who kind of points that way. They scurry / flutter off. He looks at the other lizard folk and gestures, and then kind of grumpily kind of heads out in that direction. It's the original 4 Kenku and the Yuan Ti still there with the pack mule, and they keep unpacking stuff rather hastily this time.
I think that's probably a bad thing.
Probably.
but
can you message...
I can't do shit like that, no.
You spoke to me in my mind once.
Yeah, I got to see you.
Oh.
I can't. They've been gone quite a while. Do you think... I don't know if we should go join, to be honest. Maybe they did a distraction. Maybe they got away. Maybe.
I think our best play is if Agnar needs help, she'll message us.
Yes.
We'll Sorry.
We'll stay here until we get a message.
We cut back to Agnar. As you're trotting along with Edirath with his sword still.
They can pull through.
Electric. Making your way through the bushes here. As you hear that. You would catch sight of where you know the hatch to be.
Mm-hmm.
And as you catch sight of where you know the hatch to be, you would step on something that moves.
Mm.
And as it moves, you hear this as some sort of like ferret mixed with a fox creature. You step on its tail and it kind of runs away. Immediately, as you look back, you would see that the lizard guy is making his way toward you as the four Kenku and the other lizard are making their way to the general area. What do you guys want to do?
We don't want to lead them to the tunnels.
Go to the tunnel. I'll distract them.
They've seen us. They've seen us both, right? Have they seen us?
Don't know.
We've seen that. We can see them.
You can see them. Yeah.
So they can probably see us.
You get out of here.
I'm not going to the tunnels.
Catch up.
What are you guys doing?
I'm going to dip away from the tunnels because you can't.
So you're going to head further into the Howling Ring, tunnels. Away from the temple, away from the tunnels. Excellent.
Yeah.
Agnar darts into the forest there.
Going to stand my ground.
You're going to stand your ground. Excellent. What are you two doing back at the entrance to the temple?
It's quite a lovely day, isn't it?
I think we can settle on the snake folk are probably the...
The Kenku, I think, are the minions, so to speak. So, Elpin.
Yes.
Do you ever feel the need? You said you don't sneak because you can't, because you get your armor.
The clanky, yes.
Yes. Would you rather get quiet armor?
I mean, it could help us, but I don't know. I've always made do with the armor I have.
Oh, you know, that was the armor you had before you got to us.
I mean, I appeared with it, didn't I? You haven't bought me armor.
No.
So it's...
You came entirely entirely as you are.
Yes, batteries included.
They just keep going and going.
But I assume being a knight, you know, it's sort of a standard uniform. Anyway, task at hand, what...
Yes, anyway.
I'm quite tempted, honestly, to just walk to the front door.
And see what they do.
Yeah.
It's so you.
I mean, can you bamf to the guy up top?
How far is...
Oh, you guys are a good, like, 150-odd feet from the front of the temple. Yeah, guys haven't gotten in close yet.
Like, if I walk to the front, distract them, you get close enough and bamf up to that guy.
And then what? Punch him?
No, bamf him 300 feet in the air. Let go.
I can't bamf with him. Bamf is such a silly word now.
It's the noise that it makes.
No, okay, it's just a thought.
You're saying we rush the temple.
Not rush it. Smoothly take it over.
Oh. Are you a good talker? Do you think you could convincingly work our way? I mean, we don't look like we're from here, so I don't know how that would work, but you look like you're from here.
Yes.
Honestly, I think we could probably... We can wait and watch and... Sir Alpin,
yes.
You were telling me you have a trick that you can use. It's you can send messages.
Oh, yes, I can. Yes. Why?
We can... As long as he can see you and point to you.
Oh, okay. You can do that?
Apparently. I mean, I haven't outfitted this character. It's been... Did I make this character?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It's like radio, I guess, for like...
What?
For the soldiers.
What's radio? You
know, keeping in touch with the...
Yes, we do.
Ups.
We often mess... I thought it was only for my own kind of... I thought I could only do it with my own soldiers. But yes, I could probably talk... Let me try. Kind of looks at you for a second. As he does, he kind of mutters and whispers. As he does that, you can see that he kind of pulls in his helmet. He kind of pulls a little bit of copper down like a Bluetooth headset. And he points at you. And he's like... Testing, 1, 2, 1, 2, testing, 1, 2, 1, 2, testing, 1, 2.
Receiving 3, 4, is that right?
I think it works.
There you go.
What's going on with the whistling? Is it still happening?
The whistling stopped, and those individuals are all down there at this point. He kind of whistled a couple times and then pursued.
I think we'll probably see them if they've been captured, so we should just stay here.
Oh, you want to stay?
Unless they're going to think they're like, let's wait to see what happens when they're...
Right, but I'm not married to that plan. That's not a bad one.
All right, we're engaged.
Okay, no. We cut across to indeed the current engagement as Agnar runs away. Edirath, I'm going to need an initiative roll from you, please. I might as well get one from you, please, as well.
Yeah.
That's an 11 for
me. 11, beautiful.
Nine
for Agnar. Boy. Nice. Excellent. Here's what happens. You watch as this lizard folk comes tearing through the bushes, has spotted you. He's going to make it to you in this round. The rest are going to make it to you in the next round. You can see that the Kenku are kind of fluttering. They're pulling out these tiny little short bows. And as they're pulling out their short bows, they're kind of aiming them. They're 80 feet away. They're within range. First thing that's going to happen is there's going to be a volley of shortbow attacks that come at you. Four shortbow attacks. That is going to be a 14 to hit you. Okay. That is going to be a 23 to hit you. That is going to be a 19 to hit you. And the other one misses as these shortbow attacks come out.
I don't have armor on. My AC is 10 plus my dexterity.
What? Why?
It's a priority to solve.
We've been in the woods ever since I lost my armor.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
18 points of piercing damage, please, Edirath. As the lizard folk runs up to you, you watch as he opens up his maw. Doesn't even say anything. He just opens up his maw and he is going to claw at you once and chomp at you once. The claw is a natural 20. However, the chomp, as he chomps down, your blade pierces him. Can you just roll a damage dice for your blade and a spicy electric dice for your blade? And he's just going to take that.
I just had a thought. What if they don't take prisoners?
And then Azareth will kind of look down to the body of like the bird folks that were slaughtered.
Nine points of damage. Excellent. As he takes that 9 points of damage, he chomps down on you. As he chomps down on you, that's going to be two of these. The crit is going to be 8, 9, 10, 11 points of piercing damage there as he bites down on you. As he bites down on you, you watch as the other lizard folk behind uses his movement and action to kind of catch up. And at the moment, you've got lizard guy in front of you, about 30 or so feet behind him, another lizard guy, another 30 feet behind him, four Kenku that are just shooting arrows at you. That is going to bring us down to you. What would you like to do?
Bonus action, I'm going to shift.
Yep, nice, 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 nice.
That's the shift sound. That's the escaping Dr. Zorby sound.
I will gain 13 temporary hit points. Snugglebox. And they can no longer get advantage on me. Yes, yes. Additional benefits. I will read that in a moment.
Cool.
Yes. Okay, then I will... I will use a bonus action to do that. Then I will slash the guy that's closest to me.
Excellent. Yeah.
Twice, because I have my bonus action to do the third one. And I know it's plus 10. That is a 26 and a 16.
Both of those hit, yeah.
Boom, boom.
8 plus 8 is 16 for the first one.
16, nice.
And 7 plus 15 for the second one.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Beautiful. Nice.
And then I'm not going to regret this. I want to move farther back from the Kenku to try to see if I can get out of their volley range.
Okay, so you're darting away from this guy.
Yes.
How far back do you want to go?
30 feet.
30 feet back. Excellent. 30, 60, 90. Beautiful. Plus a 14 hit you.
Just.
Oh, okay. God.
That is going to be shit. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 points of slashing damage.
That was exactly how many temporary hit points I just bought myself.
Excellent. Claws out you as you run, slashes across you as you dart back 30 feet. You're now 90 feet from the Kenku, 60 feet from the last lizard, 30 feet from the one in front of you. Beautiful. Excellent. Agnar, running into the bushes there, you hear the sounds of battle behind you, the snarls of lizard folk.
Oh, boy. I'm gonna try and find a tree
mm-hmm.
that I can like perch up in.
You want to fly up into a tree?
Yes.
Yeah, give me a real quick wisdom saving throw. Yeah. You are panicked right now, so make sure you...
Plus 7 is...
15?
15, yeah.
Excellent. What's your DC? 15, I believe.
I think it is 15, yeah. Nice. Yeah.
You just are able to fly up into a tree. As you fly up into a tree, you can get up around, if you want to go all the way up to like 60 feet tall, that's probably up high in the tree, or you can just go up 30 or so feet. But as you make your way up, the foliage is incredibly dense, and you'll have to make a check to see if you can spot Edirath from where you are. If you wish to.
Yeah, and initially, once I'm up there, I am going to use sending.
Sending, yeah, go for it.
So, how do you not get athlete's foot in those leather shoes?
Hello, Azrith.
As Azrith is about to answer, he just goes cross-eyed.
We got spotted, and now we're under attack. Etterath is standing in front of arrows. Please come and help. I'm in a tree.
I think it's got something to do with the fact that he's a
sorcerer. What? Shit, fuck. They've been spotted. They're made.
Oh.
Ooh.
Oh.
Agnes in a tree. Edirath's in front of arrows. I don't know why she used all the words in that spell. It seems pretty pressing. We're under attack. But anyways.
Did she say where she was? I was in a fucking tree.
So Alban looks around and goes, 1, 2, 3. I count more than 20 in the immediate vicinity.
So Alban, start pointing and messaging just...
Of course. Agna, check in. Check 1, 2. Agna. Check 1, 2. Agna. I'm going to roll a D100 here. I'm going to say he's got, what do you reckon? 10% chance.
That's lucky.
Are we like
5%? He knows the direction.
Not to like kill myself, but like
15 minutes.
We're like 15 minutes.
Roll of cool, motherfucker! 90 or above. That's a 90. Holy shit!
Wait, one try.
Agnar, he's just kind of pointing, and all of a sudden you hear check 1, 2. Alpin speaking. Agnar, check what? And then moves on.
Hello.
He's pointing in the direction they headed off, a little bit further around to the right. And he goes, there.
Keep pointing.
Okay, I will say where I am. Real quick survival check for Alpin. 12 plus, what's his survival? 12 plus 1, 13. He's pointing in the vague direction.
Do we go to them or should we draw? Do we think we can draw them back to this temple?
What was the message? Are they under attack?
They're under attack.
Maybe you guys should go. I could stay here.
Sure.
I can come if you want.
Do you want Sir Alpin?
Let's fucking go. All right.
You're all heading that direction?
No, I'll stay here. Sir Alpin, save him.
Of course. So we're heading that way. Are we breaking cover or are we sneaking there? Because if we break cover, everyone will see us. And it might cause a distraction for them to turn around, but then they'll all be coming at
us. Can you move faster on your own?
I can be fine on my own, and Sir Alpin just...
Sir Alpin, stay with me.
Right. I technically take directions from you, but I respect you as a commander. I will stay with you. Can I stay with him?
Great. Yes.
That direction. The direction I'm pointing. I won't be able to help you, but I can message you. Oh, shit! I pointed away. It's over there somewhere.
Roll another D100.
Oh, no.
Maybe message is a lizard.
64.
One of the lizard folk.
Yeah. He is back. All I heard was blah, 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 blah. And you hear, as he repeats it, Azareth, you hear him say, this direction.
I haven't heard Draconic in so long.
How do you pronounce it, sir?
Draconic.
Did you say Draconic?
Draconic.
You said Draconic.
Yeah.
We're all very stressed here, sir. Go. I will stay with horse. How are you making your way over there? Shit. Draconic.
I got the Draconic.
I'm just going to do it stealthily.
Stealthily, so you'll be going half speed.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead and make a stealth check as you go through the bushes.
13.
Yeah, you start to move through the bushes. As you move through the bushes,
watch him go,
yeah, you kind of hear him brushing through the bushes there. The creatures up at the entrance to the temple don't seem to notice, but you are kind of making a little bit of noise as you leave. Alpin just kind of... Let me double check. Yeah, he's going to swing around at you, and you hear a message in your head say, "Sir, I don't mean to alarm you, but even with my passive perception, I can hear you right now."
Quiet. Like, I can rely, right? Does this work?
And that's it. excellent. We cut back to Force. You're there with Alpin. Alpin looks at you and says, "I mean, we could just walk up there."
We could.
We cut back to the battle here. The Kenku are going to
bonus action.
Yeah, bonus action. Go for it.
Am I able to cast spiritual? No, I've already cast a leveled spell,
Leveled spell.
Great.
Excellent.
That was all a reaction to your turn.
Oh boy, we're fast and loose here.
Yeah, I'm good.
Excellent. That's going to bring us down to the Kenku. The Kenku are going to trot 30 feet towards you, putting you within 60 feet. And they are going to another volley. They were 90 feet away when you ran back. 90 feet. And then they're trying to
call it. Weren't they 80 and then I added the 30 to make it 110?
No. They were 60 feet in front of you. And then you ran back 30 feet. Yeah. Because lizard guy was in front of you. 30 feet away was other lizard guy. 30 feet behind were Kenku. So they are going to run forward and they are going to... There we go. That's right. It's good. They are going to make four arrow shots at you. You, from where you are, can see this in the distance. It's a decent 100 or 150 or so feet away from you. But you just see a volley of arrows come out. That is going to be a 10's going to miss, a 16's going to hit, a 24's going to hit, and a 15's going to hit. Excellent. So that's 3 again. Yeah. That's terrible damage. That's 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 points of piercing damage as they...
You might have to get out of the tree.
As they hit you. Lizard boy is going to run forward 30 feet to you. Other lizard boy is going to run forward 60 feet to get up on you. Only one of them is going to get an attack, though, and they are both right up in your face. Lizard boy is going to make 2 attacks.
No advantage.
No advantage. Beautiful. Beautiful. He bites down on your sword again. Go ahead and give me damage without modifiers, please.
4.
4, excellent.
Are with these
4
nat points, ones, is that why?
Yep. Oh. as he bites down on your sword, he lashes out with a nasty claw, and you are going to take 10 points of slashing damage as he slashes out at you. The other one gets right up in your face. They're growling in Draconic, and you watch as the one that's just arrived, it's not going for its whistle. They both have whistles, but they're not going for their whistles because you're one person, essentially. But everyone's closing in. That's going to bring us down to you, Edirath. What would you like to do?
I'm going to...
What's your health looking like? Care to share?
On a scale of like 1 to 96? Yeah, sure. Mid-30s.
You're fine.
Lower than that. No, I got a few more rounds left of me, and I can top myself up if needed.
What do you want to do?
I'm going to do... something. I guess the Kenku are just going to come. No, maybe, yeah. Okay. I'm going to use my action to slash twice at...
He's looking pretty badly hurt, the one that you've already messed up a couple times.
That is a 22 and a 24.
Both of those hit. Go ahead and give me the... give me the damage for the first one first. We'll see.
16.
16. Yeah, tell me how you handle this creature with the first swipe.
He sort of bites down the sword and then claws me in the chest. I'm going to sort of fall, like, almost fall for a moment to, like, sort of get him to, like, get a little bit closer. And then I'm going to just slash his throat with an upper slash.
Blood sprays all over the one beside you. That second attack will hit the one beside you.
I'm going to put a smite onto the
excellent.
Second
excellent. Go ahead.
A second level smite. 3d8 on this... 6, 9, 12, 24, 32
points of damage. Excellent. As you slice into that one, the arcana, the electrical arcana kind of from your crimson right rakes across him and leaves like this tree like scarring across his body. As that happens, is there anything else you want to do?
I saw my bonus action. How bad is this second guy looking?
He's looking bruised. with 32. Numbers. Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to use the third attack.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll use the third attack. Yeah, offhand attack.
Yeah. And I'll do another second level smite, because why not?
Excellent. Yeah, you're using...
The Blade of Speeds ability.
Yes, yes, yes. Beautiful.
That I can do a bonus action attack. 3, 6, 9
What was the roll to hit?
I was the... Oh, right, yeah.
It's all right. Keep that damage.
21.
Yeah, absolutely.
That was a 9. That was 11. 20.
20 points of damage. With that exact number, 32 plus 20 is 52, yeah. Tell me how you handle this creature.
Second one sort of rocks up, kill his friend, big slash on through his chest, and then I'll do another one sort of in the wound I've already made, sort of stab in there.
Excellent. Yeah. As you stab in there, he drops, the other one drops, the Kenku are still approaching.
Yep. Movement 30 feet back.
30 feet back, yeah. So you're heading kind of in the direction you were already heading, not in the direction of Agnar into the bushes. Yeah, beautiful. Yep. Yeah, still heading towards that vague direction.
Bring them away from Agnar.
Away from Agnar, but kind of towards the tunnel, but not really towards the tunnel.
No, I didn't know where the tunnel was.
Excellent. So you're heading vaguely in the direction of the tunnel. Vaguely. Excellent. That brings us down to Agnar. What would you like to do?
Yeah, I want to now position, try and get a bit better position in the tree to see the battlefield.
Yeah, make a perception check for me. Mm. As you kind of hop from branch to branch a little higher.
That is a 10.
A 10. With a 10, you get a look over the top. You would see that there is a mass of 4 or so Kenku that are kind of heading towards a spot just down in front that you can't quite see. It's kind of obscured by bushes. You can see the 4 Kenku, but you can't see Edirath or the 2 lizard creatures.
Okay, I'm going to try and fire an arrow at the Kenku.
Excellent. What's the distance on your arrow?
80 to 320.
320, so this will be a disadvantage.
Okay.
Go ahead and make an attack roll at one of the Kenku. What do you get?
And that one.
Okay. As you pull back on your bow, you let loose the arrow. As you let loose the arrow, it flies out over the top and it lands amongst the Kenku, and you watch as they all look up in your direction. They're still a decent ways away, but they do see where the arrow comes from, and you drop the bow. It falls to the ground.
Great.
That one. Anything else you wanted to?
Yeah. I mean...
Azareth, you're on deck here, and then we'll cut back to...
Can I see somewhere on the ground like 60 feet from me?
You can see like directly below you 60 feet down, but not anywhere else but in the immediate area with that 10, unfortunately. 60 feet is kind of covered by foliage. Mm. It's quite a dense forest.
Mm-hmm.
But below you, 60 feet, absolutely.
I mean, yeah. Yeah, I am going to use my movement now, I guess.
Yeah.
To kind of climb down just a little bit.
Yeah.
Shift my position.
Mm-hmm.
To try and set myself up to get a better look.
Okay, beautiful. Yeah, you just adjust yourself in the same tree. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, excellent, yeah. Excellent. As you do that, we cut across to Azareth. Azareth, what are you doing? As you move through, you can see that around 150 feet away from you, probably a little bit more. We're playing fast and loose with time and distance. Because you may not get there ever.
Look, we walked. It was a 15-minute, very slow, sneaky walk. And you're like,
also, Agnar did kind of slow down time. So maybe there's some kind of weird time manipulation going
somewhere
on.
Somewhere between 150 and 200 feet, you would see that there are 4 Kenku running across. You would see an arrow fly out from way in the distance. And you would see in this kind of slight clearing area what looks to be Edirath with 2 lizard folk that just kind of drop.
All right. Is there any more lizard folk around, or it's just the Kenku?
As far as you can tell, it's just the Kenku.
I'm going to close the distance to Edorath.
Mm-hmm.
Get closer, because he's the only one I can see. I can't see Agnar.
Can't see Agnar. No, you can barely see Edorath through the foliage.
Yeah, I'll sort of... I'll make my way to Edorath. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to pull out the Necklace of Disguise.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not going to do anything with it yet. Mm-hmm. But... yeah, so I'll just use my turn
to
get as close as I can to them.
Excellent.
Still stealthily.
As you get closer and closer, we come back around to the top of the round. Alpin, what are you two doing?
From all the packages and stuff that are getting loaded, did I see any markings on cities or anything where maybe the goods came from?
Make whatever check you think would be necessary, either a history or a perception or you tell me.
Probably perception or investigation.
Investigation, you have to get right up close. All right, perception. Yeah.
Oh, that's a 10 total. Sir Alpin's elf eyes.
Oh, yes. I can see a little bit better. It looks a little bit like... go ahead and give me advantage.
11.
11. I can't quite tell. Sorry, sir. From what you can tell from where you are, it just looks like goods in, some are in brown paper, some are in bags, some are in boxes. You gather that it's come from somewhere out west, like Sedivet is the main kind of population outside of Lornacarth.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like anything expensive from Lornacarth. It looks like it's come from the outside somewhere.
Like a port city by any chance?
With that 10 and 11, cool. Not too sure.
No problem.
Not too sure.
So Alpin, remind me, what's the name of your kingdom?
My kingdom? Neodracht.
Neodracht, and your leadership is?
Leadership? Aloysius Colum. C-O-L-L'M.
Oh, like Gollum or Colum.
Colum. Colum by his name, Aloysius.
King, and how do I refer to them? Like, what's their title? You're not Alpin.
What are you talking about? The King Aloysius Colum?
Okay, that's how you would refer to them?
Yes, of course.
Great, come with me. We're going to go up to the gate and introduce ourselves.
King Colum.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah, you guys stand and make your way towards the front gate.
We walk to the front gate.
As you stand, are you not making any stealth? You're just walking
I'm going to walk up and go, oh! We come from King Aloysius with his representative here. And I come representing Tikra.
Roll a persuasion check for me.
Can Sir Alpin help by looking very regal?
I think he looks fucking terrified.
Just a persuasion check for me.
Ooh, that's an 8 plus. Persuasion is plus 8, so 16 total. Damn it, could I roll better than an 8?
The lizard folk guy gestures. Oh, sorry, the Yanti gestures, and the Kenku come darting towards you, and that's where we're going to come back next time.
Leader of the mind flip!
Thank you for listening to Theater of the Mind Flayer. If you like what you heard, give us a like, give us a review, rate us 5 stars. If you want to hear more, follow us on Patreon for more exclusive content and extra goodies. And make sure you follow us on all social media, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Theater of the Mind Flayer or at Mind Flayer _pod. Thanks.